Okay, today is Daf Yud Tes. We're actually on Daf Yud Tes, third line. A slight variation on what we did yesterday. So the Gemara says, "Man Tana L'Hatatana Rabbanan." Who is the author of the following brisa? Isha, a woman, Shinadra Binazir. She said she's going to become a Nazira. She made a neder, v'nitma'a, and she became Tmeya. V'yachar kach, and now she has to wait now 7 days, and then start over. V'yachar kach, and now, hafra la baila. The husband is made for her neder. Right? So now the husband is made for her neder. So now what? So the Brisa says, me'via chatas ha'of, she still brings a chatas ha'of, ve'ena me'via olas ha'of, but she doesn't have to bring the olas ha'of. Okay? So who is the author? Who is the author of such a statement? Amar Rav Chista, Rabbi Shmuel. It's Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel is the one who said yesterday that the olas ha'of is part of the kapara process. It's not just a daron. It's more than that. It's more than just a gift. So obviously he's the one who's going to say here that the ola is also here more than just a present. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. My kasavar. What does the Rishmal hold? I kasavar. If he holds. Baal miyaker aker. If he holds. That the Baal uproots the neder. And as if it's never happened. Then chatas ha'ov namilo laithi. She shouldn't bring a chatas either. I understand Rishmal cared about the ola more than the others. But so what? If there's no issue, there's no neder, what are you bringing a chatas for? And if you hold that the husband cuts off the neder from now to the future, then all of the oath namilaisi. Then she should bring the all of the oath. What kind of split is this? Right? So the Gemara says, L'olam kasavar baal meyakar akar. Really, the Rabbi Shmuel holds the baal uproots it from day one. Really, the whole thing is as if it never happened. So what you bringing a chatas for? What you bring the chatas for? Right? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel Savala k'Rabbi Eliezer HaKafar. Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Eliezer HaKafar. What is that? The Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer HaKafar b'Rabbi Omer. He says, Ma Talmud Lomar. What does it say in the Pasuk? V'chiper olav me'asher chata al hanefesh. That pasuk is in Parshas Naso, where it says, "V'yasa kohen echad lachatas ve'echad la'ola v'chiper olav me'asher chata al hanefesh." V'chi ezen nefesh chataze. What do you mean chet al hanefesh? What chet was done? The guy became a nazir. What chet was done? Ella, rather, shetzir atzma min hayayin. You know what the chet is? The guy said, "I'm not drinking wine." Hashem created a world with grapes and wine, and you came along and said, "No, I'm not having that." So for that reason, you're bringing the chatas. So now, let's get back to the woman. The woman made a neder that she taka drink wine. And she taka spent some time where she didn't drink wine. So for that's the reason she's bringing. Ain't a chanami the husband's miyaker from day one. Ain't a chanami. But, Lamaisa, she refrained from wine. The Torah calls that a chet. V'kavachomer, it's a kavachomer. U'mazeh shalotzir atzot el menanayin nikrochote. If you hold back from wine, one thing, you call the chote, hametzar atzim, you call dar v'lachas kama v'kama. If you hold back from many things, all the more so you call the chote. If you live a life of precious and a life of austerity, you're called a chote. Certainly, we'll talk about that in a minute. So the Gemara says, fine. So we answered the question. We answered the question. The question is, you're right, the Baal is miyakir from day one. But, since Lamaisa, at the end of the day, she refrained from wine, so that's the reason she brings the chatas. That's why she doesn't bring the ola. And it goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, who holds like a real Ezra Kfar. Asks the Brisker of, wait a minute, so what? If Rabbi Shmuel holds like a Rilaz HaKfar, big deal. The bottom line is, Chatas is only brought, this Chatas HaOf is only brought on another Tameh. And if the husband undoes it, and there was no Naziris, you don't have another Tameh. What the Gemara said is nice and beautiful. It's a hashkafa. We're going to talk about it. Rav Dessler, I have unbelievable things to say. But the bottom line is that this chatas ha'of is only brought if there's tumah. If the husband undoes it from day one, there is no tumah. Similar. He's going to give a similar answer. But you hear the question? So who cares if he holds a gemara zakfar, that hashkafa about you're called a chote? Who cares? The bottom line is, it's only brought for tumah, and the husband undid the tumah. Right? Is that what you were going to ask? No? What were you going to ask? Yeah? Right? It could what? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Right. You bring it because right. Ain't a chanami. The Gemara's gonna ask that in a minute. So ask the Brisker Rav, who cares if Rishol holds the laws like a fire? The bottom line is the whole thing's been uprooted from day one, so there's no toma. If there's no toma, there should be no korbanos. So the Brisker Rav, this might be what you're saying, Dr. Friedman. The Brisker Rav, he says, unlike a chacham. When you go to a chacham to have your neder undone, it's as if the neder existed. It's as if it never existed at all. When the Baal undoes the neder, not so simple. The Brisker Rav says it's really both. It's Milan Afreya and Mikan Lahaba. How could that be? So he makes a chiluk. If it's something that's the etzem neder, part of the etzem neder, which he says is the osham and the ola, etzem neder, that is lemafreya. That's uprooted from day one. But the tumah, or ancillary side issues that flow out of the neder, that's mikan lahaba. So you're right. She wasn't in a zira from day one. That's uprooted. But the tumah part, it's only mikan lahaba. So for that, she's bringing a carbon. That could be the same thing that you're saying, the same thing in different words. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And since it's a kapara, it's only it's mikan lahaba. It's not an etzem issue about nazir. It's an etzem issue. It's an issue that you hashkafically you decided you don't want to enjoy Hashem's world. That's not lema freya. That's mikan lahaba. So for that, she still brings a carbon. Fine. Let's just get to the two dots, then we'll talk. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Vaha benazir tamei ksiv. But that's all said by Nazir Tameh. It's our Rabbeinu's question. Vanan afilu Nazir Tar Kamrinan. And the issue about denying yourself from Hashem's world is by every Nazir. So why is the Torah singled out by Nazir Tameh? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar Kfar Nazir Tar Nami Chotehu. You're right. Enoch Nami, if you're a Nazir Tar, if you spent 100 days or 30 days and you never did anything wrong, you're also a Nazir. You're also a Chote because you refrain from the world. Was pshat behind the time of the ksiv another tamei? Why is it singled out only by another tamei? How will v'shana b'cheid? Because it's longer. If you make it in zeros for 100 days, you spend 65 days good, then you become then you get tamei and go back to day one. So the issue is much worse by a tamei than by a tahar because it's always longer days, more time. You're denying yourself Hashem's world. So for that reason, the Torah singles it out by a chote. By a tameh. Ein hachanami, it's even by a tar. Okay. So, why are you called a chote? Why? We're going to get to the stira, but why? So the few answers. Avraham Nachal says it's like a father who gives his son, father, you know, he loves his son very much. He gives him a stocked refrigerator because he loves him, so it's full of food. And the son says, no, thank you, I'm not eating anything. I'm going to have water. Same idea. I gave you a whole beautiful world. What are you taking? I don't want that. Right? That's what Avraham Nachal says. The big question on this Gemara is, we learned already in the beginning of the Masechta, that if someone says he's a Nazir, he's a Kadosh. Right? It's a good thing to do. You're a Kadosh, you're holy, you're special. And here you call the chote. So what's pshat? So there's two approaches. The Elif HaMogin says, imagine a guy wants to buy a house. Imagine a guy wants to buy a house. Doesn't have enough money. So he says to his wife, listen, we just can't afford the house. What are we going to do? So she says, you know what we'll do? We'll sell the jewelry. We'll sell the jewelry. And when we sell the jewelry, we have enough money to buy the house. So sure enough, they sell the jewelry, they buy the house. Now, a few weeks after they move into the house, they're invited to the wedding. She opens up the jewelry. There's nothing in there. Because they sold it to buy the house. So she says, isn't it terror? Isn't it a chaval? Isn't it so sad that I had to sell all my jewelry to buy the house? Isn't that a shame? Isn't it a shame that the only way I could reach this madrega is by becoming an uzzer? Isn't it a shame? That's why it's both. It's positive and there's regret and it's negative. Rav Dessler says, similar idea, Rav Dessler says as follows. He says there's two types of, because you have all the Gemara. You have a Gemara, Rebbe on his deathbed said, I never enjoyed this world. Right? Rebbe said that. I always made sure I didn't have a hana in this world. But then you have this Gemara, right? Didn't Rebbe say that on his deathbed? My pinky didn't have a hana from the world. And then you have a Gemara in Tainus that says, if someone's Yoshev B'Tainus, Nikra Chote. You sit in Tainus, you call the Chote. So which one is it? We praise Rebbe for that statement. It's in the Gemara. And then if someone's a Tainus, Same idea. Is a Nazir, are you a Chote? Well, you're not a Chote. Which one is it? So if Dessler says it, it depends on what kind of person you are. If, this is l'shitaso of Rav Dessler, because Rav Dessler holds that you have what's called an Akudas Avachira, where as you move up the ladder in Kedusha, things that used to bother you, and things that used to give you, things that the Yetzirah used to win you over, once you defeat him, you move on to the next level. Even though, Chavos HaLava said, the Yetzirah is one of those soldiers that never surrenders, and he never throws into the white flag, and he never gives up. Listen, there are things that, for example, I mean, just putting on tefillin. For many people, that's not a taifa. They get up in the morning and they put on tefillin. For some people, it is. Once you've reached that stage, many, many times you don't go back. Many times there are issues, you fight it your whole life. But there are certain things where, once you've eaten kosher, many people, they don't have a taifa to walk into a McDonald's. They just don't have that taifa. Either they never had it, or people that used to be not religious and now becoming from, they might have more of an issue. But we all have our taivas and we all have our battles, but there are many things which we don't have battles anymore. And even though the Yetzirah doesn't give up, we've gone past that. That's his model of life, moving up the ladder. So he says, it depends what kind of person you are. If you're such a person where you have those issues and you have those taivas, let's say for indulgence and food, other things, then you run away from it. And maybe Rebbe felt that way about himself. So Rebbe ran away from everything. Right? He had to run away. Couldn't go near it because it's gonna take him down. For him, he was still in that battle. And if you're in that battle, you have to stay away from it. But if you've gone past that battle, and for you it's not, you have a cup of wine, it's not gonna do anything, you know yourself. It's not that you're letting your guard down. It's not an issue by you. There are certain people, certain mitzvahs, certain averus, it's not an issue. So you're not gonna take some wine and give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what a beautiful world he gave you. You're a chote. So it all depends on the person. So I think that was I think we all can relate to that. I think that's all okay. And that's how Rav Dessler explains the contradiction between someone who why being another sometimes could be a good thing, sometimes not a good thing. And the Lashma B'Limudim says that's the lashon of it's a, what's the lashon here? The lashon is Shetzir Atzmo Min Hayayin. Shetzir atzmo. What do you mean shetzir atzmo? Tzir is lashon of tsar. Just say, you said you're not going to drink. What kind of lashon is that tsar? That's you think you're such a big tzaddik, you're coming close to Hashem, right? No, all you're doing is harming yourself. If that's the kind of person you are, it's not something to do. It's not something to do. You're denying all the bracha that Hashem deserves. Listen, if it's a tithe for you, you stay away. Stay far, far away. Run away from it. Maybe you might even have to become a Nazir. So it all depends on who you are. Okay. I figured it's been so long since we had even the slightest trace of Agadah, so we'll get the most mileage out of it. Okay, next. It says the Mishnah said, Yotze v'nichnas olun lo min haminyan. If you leave the cemetery, and then, now, it's very, very, very unusual Gemara here. Because the Gemara is going to discuss something that it's so obvious, As a matter of fact, at the bottom of the Amid, the Amorim are going to ask, this is so obvious, but the Gemara is going to go through it anyway. In order for this that Mishnah to make sense, we stuck in words that said, Yatza, he left, and he was Matar himself, and he's no longer Tomei, and then if he goes back, then his count starts, then if he goes back in, he's like a Nazir Shetahar, a Nazir that's Tahar, that became Tomei. That's what we said. So now the Gemara is going to ask questions to build to that. So the Mishnah on its surface said, Yatza v'nichnas olin lo min aminyan. If you go out of the cemetery, then you go back in, that counts. That counts towards your days of Nazirus. So the Gemara says, Katani, olin lo min aminyan, right? It counts. Mishum diyatza chala Nazirus. What, just because you walked out of the cemetery, now your Nazirus starts? It's not true. You have to count 7 clean days. 7 days of Tahira, not clean days, Tahira days. So Amar Shmuel, you're right, Kigon Shiyatza. No, what we're talking about is you left. Vehiza, and you went to the Beis HaMikdash and was sprinkled by the Parah Aduma. Vishana, and you were sprinkled on day 3 and day 7. Vitovel, and you went to the Mikvah. Then it counts, right. So then it counts. That's what it means. You have to first become Tar. Then your count starts. Then if you walk back into the Mikvah, if you walk back into the cemetery, you're Tommy again. So the Gemara says, Ela nichnas hu de olon lo min aminyan, lo nichnas ein olon lo min aminyan? What? So if you go back into the cemetery, that's what the Mishnah seems to say. If you go back into the cemetery, then your count starts, but if you don't go back in, it doesn't start. Doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, of course not. Lo mi baya ka amar. No. I don't have to tell you. That's so obvious. Lo mi baya, yatza. I don't have to tell you that if you leave the cemetery, and you matar yourself, that your count starts, and if you don't go back into the cemetery, of course you're a Nazir. You didn't do anything wrong. You're a Nazir now, and keep on going. Ela, afilu nichnas. But even if you go back in, and the Mefarshim point out, even if it's the same day that's day number 7, and now you're Tahar, now you go back into the cemetery, for whatever reason you did that, so listen, you were a Tahar. So, you had one day, then you walked into the cemetery and you blew it. Fine, but at least you had one day. Ela afilu nichnas. Even if you go in, olam in a minyan, it counts. That's all the Mishnah meant to say. Now, we said that when we said the Mishnah because otherwise the Mishnah didn't make much sense. But now the Gemara went through the whole thing. So amalei Rav Kahana Rav Asi l'Rav. Rav Kahana and Rav Asi said to Rav, "My time alone, Mefarshes long call him mili. How come you didn't say all those words, Rav, explaining the Mishnah?" So Amar Lahon, Amina Dilma Lotz Rechiso. I thought it wasn't necessary. I didn't have to do that. It was obvious. I don't have to tell you the ABCs of Hilchas Naziris. It was obvious. Shmuel felt that it was necessary. So Shmuel, it was necessary, but it was both. It's necessary and obvious. So we read the Mishnah that way. This Gemara seems like it's just fleshing out and explaining something in the Mishnah that a Gemara would normally not do. Gemara normally doesn't spell out such ABCs shot in the Mishnah. But here it does. Okay. Next. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Lo bo bayom, shenemar v'hayom harishonim yiplu ad shiyu yomim rishonim. Rabbi Eliezer said a very interesting shita, which the Rambam actually paskins like, that is, really you need, in order for, you can't become, we just said, that the day you become Tamei, the day you become Tahar, can also be the day you become Tamei. Right? You can become Tahar, you're fine. That day you go into the cemetery and you blow it. Rabbi Eliezer held, you have to wait 2 days. You can't, I don't know what happens if you go in on that day, but, well, might say you're Tamei, but you need 2 days of Tahara before you can ruin yourself. And he's also going to hold that if you make a Nazir, let's say for 100 days, and you become a Nazir, you become Tamei on day 100, it doesn't undo the whole thing. Why? Because you need 2 days left in order for it to undo the whole thing. So the only time you can undo your whole Nazir is if you become Tamei on day 99. So then you have 99 and 100. But if you become Tamei on day 100, you will not go back to day 1. You will go back to day 70. You'll lose 30 days, but not the whole 100. And he loses that at Pesukim. So, says the Gemara, Amar Ula says, Lo Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Ela B'Tomei Shenazar. Rabbi Eliezer only said that rule about a Tomei, who, a guy's Tomei, and he's Makabel Naziris. That's when he said his rule, that you really need 2 days. Aval bin Nazir Tahar, but if he's a Tahar Nazir, then Shenitma, and then he became Tomei, Afilu Yom Echad, even if it's the same day, Soser. It does ruin everything. It does ruin everything. Amar Rava, we're gonna say that Ul is wrong in a minute, and we're gonna say it makes no difference. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Ul is wrong. But Amar Rava, says Rava, my time to Rabbi Eliezer, what's Rabbi Eliezer's reason? Why do you say that? You really save it, you get an extra day out of this. Why? Amar Kra, it's a pasuk. Kitame Nizro, Mishum de Betuma Nazar. Meaning, it learns out of a pasuk, you get an extra day. So Eitzvi Abaya asked the following question. Wait a minute, we have a braisa that says, Hareini Nazir Meyayom. If somebody says I'm going to be a Nazir for 100 days, Vinitma Betchilas Meya, and you get Tame in the beginning of the 100 days, on day number 1, Yachal, I would think, Yehei Soser, I would think that ruined your entire Nazirus. You started off on a very bad foot. The minute you became Mokabal it, you became Tame that day. So I would think it ruins it. Talmud Lomar doesn't ruin it. Why? Because you need 2 days. Talmud Lomar, V'hayamim harishonim yiplu. Ad sheyehei lo yamim rishonim. You need 2 days. V'zeh eilo rishonim. You don't have 2. That's the kasha on Ula. There's no way that a guy could be Tamei and declare a Naziris of 100 days. And day number 1 will start. Why? Because he's Tamei. The only way that could work is if he's Tar. Then he became Tameh. If you're already Tameh, you have to wait 7 days till you become Tar. So this statement, which is a Tana, an anonymous Tana, doesn't make any sense according to Ula. Ula said, Rabbi Eliezer never said, we're assuming there's no other Tana out there, so Ula said, Rabbi Eliezer said, if it's a regular case of Tahira, Rabbi Eliezer never said it's Din. He gave a Bryce that says he does say the Din. He said, the guy's Tar, he says it in Zeris for 100 days, ruins it on day 1, doesn't ruin it. So, Ula can't be right. Now we're going to keep on going. Nitma besof meya. If you became Tamei on the day 100, right? Yacha yehesoser. I would think that's going to make you go back to day number 1. It doesn't. Talmud lomar. V'hayadim harishonim yiplu. Michlal. It's obvious. Te'ika achronim. You need 2 achronim in plural. V'zeh ein lo achronim. You don't have it. So the Rebbeinu Peretz says, why all of a sudden, out of the blue, does this braisa talk about 100 days? Why not stam 30 days? Why, where did 100 come from out of left field? So the Rebbeinu Peretz says, because if a guy becomes tamei on day number 100, so what happens to him? He's fine. No, he's going to lose 30 days of naziris out of tumah. But if it's a naziris of 30 days and you go back to day number 1. We wouldn't know why you're going back. Are you going back because he holds you go back to day number 1? Or because you lose 30 days? You have to have a case of 100 to say, does it go back to day number 1? You don't lose the whole thing. What do you lose? You lose 30. Listen, you lose 30. Well, nice to your tummy. You don't get back to day 1? No. Why not? Because it's the last day. That's why it's day number 100. So, nitma biyom mea chaserachas. What if you become tummy on day 99? If you become Tamar on day 99, Yachal lo yehei soser, I would think it should not work. It should not be soser to you for good. Talmud lomar, it is. V'hayam hamishonim yiplu, michlal de'ik achronim. It implies you have later days. V'zeh yeshlo, rishonim ve'achronim. And in that case, you have early days. You have, and you become Tamar on day 99, you have 2 days left. And therefore, you're soser everything. Gotta start over from day number 1. What do you see from this whole story? The first case said that a guy is Makabel day 100 days, and on day number 1 he blew it. The only way you could blow it on day number 1 is if you're Tar. It's the only way it could happen. Because if you're Tame, you're already Tame. So there is no day number 1. Day number 1 won't start for 7 more days. So obviously, Ul is wrong. Right? V'ha b'tame shenazar, if someone's Tame and he's Makabel Naziris, Lo matzis amarta. Mitikone, I read it as a meya. V'nitma v'tchilas meya. Right? How do you have a case where he says he's going to be a nazir for 100 days, and he becomes tamei on day number one. V'ketani ad shi'ulo yamim rishonim. And it says you have to have 2 days. But if you're already tamei, you can't have 2 days. You're right. Tiyofta. Ula is wrong. Ula is wrong. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer's din holds true whether you are tamei or not. And even if you're tahar and you blow day number one, you don't really blow it. Why? Because based on psukim, you get an extra day. What if you blow it on day 100? You only go back 30 days. You don't go back all 100. What if you blow it on day 1,000? You only go back 30 days. Yeah.
What does it mean so soon on day one? What's the
that means day one. Now you go back to day number one.
You go back.
Right. So what happened? Lamaisa, you're tamei. So I'm not sure what happens to you. Because Lamaisa, you're tamei.
But what are you blowing? You haven't started.
You started. You had 1 day. So you got
to
do that day again.
As opposed to continuing.
Right. So what's the alternative? I'm not sure. The question is, but according to you, you probably don't have to bring karbanos for tuma because it's not considered as if you're so your naziris. You might have to wait a week because you're tamei,
yeah.
But it might count for the naziris maybe. If otherwise, a tamei person doesn't count. Those 7 days don't count. They have to go back to day number one. Here you might not have to. You might not have to bring karbanos of tuma. Why? It's all based on sukkah. Well, okay. Amalei Rav Papa la'Abaya. So if Papa says to Abaya, Halan yamim dekamrinon, the days that we're talking about over here, Rabbi Eliezer's days, the nafik chad, that one day left, umaschilin train, and now we're on day number two. In other words, he's asking, are we holding from Mixas Ayom Kukula or not? Right? Are we holding from that? So day number two, according to Rabbi Eliezer, would that be enough days? Have enough days gone by that now you're going to become tummy, it's going to really hurt you? Oh, Dilma, or maybe the Nafkin train. No, 2 days went by. Umaschil and Tlasa, and now it has to be day number three. In other words, for this din, do we hold the mixes of Yom Kukulo or not? So lo havi biyade. He didn't know. He wasn't sure. Asa shaliye l'Rava. He went to ask Rava. Amalei. No, yip luksiv. It's plural. Meaning, I think it's a machlokes what this means. Meaning it has to be day number three. 2 full days. V'itzrach l'michtav yamim, v'itzrach l'michtav yiplu. And it was necessary for the Torah to write it in both ways. Di kasav rachmana yamim. Had it only said yamim, v'lo kasav yiplu, and it would not have said yiplu. Havamin, I would have thought, adinafkin train v'ayil tlasim. I would have thought you have to wait 2 full days. So you don't have to. Kasav rachmana yiplu. Therefore the Torah says yiplu. V'kasarachmana yiplu, had it said yiplu, v'lo kasarach yamim, and it would not have said yamim, havamin, I would have thought, afilu chad, even 1 day, right? Kasarachmana yamim. Therefore the Torah says yamim, so what's the bottom line? So which one is it? According to Rava, right? So, I think you need 2 full days. That's the bottom line. The bottom line is you need 2 full days. Okay, so, Hanaz all learned how to psukim. So, in Hilchas Nazirus, listen to this. In Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, Nitma biyom shenadar. If somebody makes somebody becomes Tameh the day of his, day number one, oh, basheni, or on day number two, ain't a soser, it doesn't ruin you. Ella, but, mashlem aleim achash yavri kabano, you have to do it again, shenema v'yom arishonim yiplu, ad shi yusham shnei yom arishonim. Exactly what Agamar said. Rambam quotes Rabbi Hilchos Rabbi Eliezer. Lefikach, therefore, im nitma b'shlishi v'hala, if you get tummy from day 3 and on, so sereth kol hakodmin. It ruins everything. That's the Rambam, passing Rabbi Eliezer. However, in Halacha Gimel, he says, v'afilu nitma b'yom melos yinei nizro, even if you become tummy on the last day of your nazirus, right, b'sof hayom, at the end of the day, what should he say? If he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, what should he say? He should say, it doesn't do anything. Takes you back 30 days. What does Rambam say? So Sarakol. Ruins everything. So how could he hold like Rabbi Eliezer regarding the beginning, but not regarding the end? How could that be? So, the question is, why does he hold like Rabbi Eliezer at all? He's a minority shita. He's one Tana. What about the Chachamim? So the, who is it? The I think it's the Kesef Mishnah, or maybe the Lecha Mishnah, or the Radvaz. One of them here says, because the whole Amid here is such a tumult about Rabbi Eliezer. Abaya, Rava, Ula, everybody's tumbling about Rabbi Eliezer. It must be that the Amoraim held like him. I mean, there are times in Shas where the Gemara will spend two blots going in B'Shamay Shita. That does happen. But they, I guess the Rambam felt, since everybody here was so interested in Rabbi Eliezer, it must be that Tzavi Paskin. Right? Spending so much time with Rabbi Eliezer. For such a minority Shita, we'd ignore it. Right? Even though we don't ignore B'Shamay. But okay. So then why doesn't he hold like him at the end? So the Lecha Mishnah says something very difficult. He says that because since we never had anybody, there's no Tana who says, there's no Mishnah that says that in the end, the Tzoser HaKol. That Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that didn't make it to the Mishnah. It didn't make it to Mishnayis. Where is that? That's in the Gemara. So if you look at all the Stam Mishnah, no Mishnah says that. Only in the Gemara. And by the way, Rabbi Eliezer also holds the same thing at the end. He didn't say that in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, he only said it in the beginning. So a little bit of doching to say this, because Rambam had Gemara too, that the Lecha Mishnah says that the Rambam was basing it on the Stam Mishnah. The Stam Mishnah says that at the end, there's no such thing. As a matter of fact, if you go back to the big Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek, it says there in black and white that on day 100 you lose everything. It says there in black and white, it's a Stam Mishnah. And Rabbi Eliezer is not there. If you go to Tezayin of an Aleph, the Mishnah was the whole Amid, all practically. Harani Nozer Meya Yom, Nitma Yomeya, Soser Esakol. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no, he does say it, I'm sorry. He does say it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ena Soser El Shloshim. Right? He does say it. I thought that the Mishnah didn't say it. It's a Beferish Mishnah. It doesn't say, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't say the reason for his Shita. He just says if you get Tame on day 100, you go back to day number 70. Rabbi Eliezer, here in our Mishnah, he says the reason. He says it's a Pasuk. So I guess it's a little bit of a tzarach here. Like, why did the Rambam make that split? I'm sure there's a... So the Lecha Mishnah said basically he was following the rules, the standard rules of Paskening. Which is Stam Mishnayis beat non-Stam Mishnayis. Ravim beats a Yachid. Rabbi Eliezer, we hold like him because there's such an interest in the Shita. So I guess we have to do a little more research about that. Why there's a split in the Rambam and Shita. Okay. Next Mishnah. Yeah, but it's not true that there's no Tana. It's not true that it's not really so anonymous. It's not really true because that Mishnah says in black and white that Rabbi Eliezer said if you become Tame on day 100, you go back to day 70. His reason's not in the Mishnah. But we know the reason now, right? Listen, if you tell me on day 100, you have to go back something, right? You can't just say, you're not Tomei. Well, I see you are Tomei, right? Okay. Says the Mishnah. Misha nazayin zeros harbi. If somebody makes a lot of nazirises, or very long nazirises, very long, v'hishlim es naziraso, and he's mashlim his nazira, he finished, v'yachar kach bol Eretz Yisrael, and now he comes to Eretz Yisrael. Why is he coming to Eretz Yisrael? He's coming to Eretz Yisrael to go to the Beit HaMikdash. You can't send a shliach to bring these karbanos because you have to be there because they're going to cut your hair. You have to be there for that. So you have to come. You have to show your face. Beishamai Omrim. Beishamai says, Nazir Shloshim Yom. You have to become a Nazir another 30 days. You said you're going to be a Nazir for 812 days. You did some crazy number. 30 days. The Gemara is going to say, it's a knas. That's the Gemara's tomorrow. It's a knas. It's a knas for not being in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Gemara is going to say tomorrow. Ubeis Hillel. Why? Why is it? Why? Because Eretz Ha'amin, Chutzal Eretz, has a din of Tumah, Midrabanan. So even you're a Nazir, Midrabanan, you're Tumah. There's no question about that. Midrabanan, everyone's Tumah. I saw one of them, Roshonim asked in the back, if that's true, then how can Kahanim live in Chutz La'aretz? Right? Because they stay away from Tumah. That's a very good question. So, Beishamei Omrim, Nazir Shloshim Yom. Beishil Omrim, even a bigger knas, Nazir Betchila. Beishil Omrim, yeah, Nazir Betchila. You have to redo whatever Naziris you did. So listen to this. Maisa behilni hamalka. There was a story once with Hilni, the queen. Shahalach benalu mochama. Her son went off to war. Amra v'amra, and she said, Im yavo b'ni min ha-melchama b'shalom, if my son returns from the battlefield in peace, meaning he's alive and well and healthy, aha nazira shef hashanim, I will be in nazira for 7 years. I didn't see any discussion that this is an exaggeration or, right, just, no, she said she's going to be in nazira for 7 years, and you know what? Uba b'nam min ha-melchama, the son came home from war, v'haysa nazira shef hashanim, and she was in the zero for 7 years. Ubasov sheva shanim, at the end of the 7 years, also la'eret. She came to Eretz Yisrael to bring her kabanos. Right? Just like a man, they're going to shave her hair and all that, and that's going to be the whole procedure. V'horu beis hilo shetehin zero od sheva shanim acheros. And beis hilo said, you got to do another 7 years. Why? Because that's the din. Right? You got to do whatever the amount of time you move makabel outside of Eretz Yisrael, you have to repeat as soon as you step foot inside Eretz Yisrael. I saw also in the back of Kasha, but isn't that a problem of Baal Ta'acher? Isn't there a din of Baal Ta'acher not delaying? That the Chacham are coming along and telling you, no, you delay 70 more years. Is that an issue? Right? You would think. Okay. Then listen to this story. Ubesov Shevashanim, on the last day of the 14th year, Nidmes, she became Tmeah. Right? And what happened? V'nim tzeis nazira etzrim v'achas shana. She was a nazira for 21 years. Right? She wanted 7, ended up being 21. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, no. Lo haysa nazira el arba etzri shana. No, it really was only 14 years. Why was it only 14 years? That you have to wait for the Gemara. Rabbi Razner should be back tomorrow. He told me he was going to be back tomorrow. And we will stop here. And everyone have a very good day.